and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 135. Not only do I know what day it is today, but we're in sync as well. It's clearly a good day.
Makes a change.
Hello, Kim. Ooh, that sounds painful. Sports and spine doc. I'm going to quickly get past that. Let us know what you're having for dinner. That's a good idea. CQ Deb. Oh, Jonathan. You're not late. You're on the cusp, I'll grant you. Did you leave early last night? Were you talking to Mummy and Daddy Isaacs? Let me know. It's critical. That is critical information, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
Let's get that up there so I can see. You are normally early. Yeah, to be fair, you are normally early. But weren't you doing a presentation? Did it depend? How did it go? Were you ready? You forgot to say you were disappearing. That's most unfortunate, Jonathan. Most unfortunate. Shall we say any more? No, leave it there. Walk away. It was just most unfortunate. Anyway, let's get back to normal service. Did you say when the next MacBytes was going to be released? Jonathan, of course I did. When you least expect it. As ever. But you missed it. And I put the call out. I put the call out and said, Jonathan, are you there? And you weren't there. So, you know what happens to naughty boys who don't tell us they're going? They don't find out these things. Simon.
Have you noticed?
What?
Well, if this was a Brooklands gig and somebody had disappeared and we teased them with an announcement, it would be, why, did you announce the date of your wedding? MacBytes aren't bothered about that, are they?
What difference does it make?
They just want to know when the next show's released.
Exactly. Crying out loud. They're obsessed with weddings. I think it's the ladies. I think they just want a new hat. In fact, that's what they actually say. Oh, I need a new hat. I'm thinking, what for? What makes you think you've been invited?
I'll make the cake.
Oh, God, yes. We had three people say they'd make the cake. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't fancy eating it, but... No, I know, I sidestepped that. I had about 10 who wanted to be mother of the bride. Oh, and we had some who wanted to be bridesmaids. Only issue was, one was 93 and the others were 91, and I don't think either of them can walk. But yeah, that was great. That was most entertaining. Now, can you see what I'm doing here, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yep.
How about that? Oh, I think that's good.
Do you not want to...
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. No, I don't think we need to do that, do we?
Okay.
How's Jonathan doing? Is he recovered yet? Or is he still suffering from the abject horror of missing something?
Is this the wedding photo you're tampering with?
It is. It's the wedding photo.
Or is it the inside?
Oh, look at Jonathan. He's grumpy.
No, Simon's grumpy.
No, Simon's pointing upwards and saying grumpy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, grumpy Jonathan. Well, Jonathan, how much could you have missed? I mean, is it out now? Have you checked? Have you actually checked, Jonathan? No, Jonathan wouldn't miss it, would he? Would he? No, I don't think he would. He might do. Do you think he might? No, because there's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's an email.
There's Slack.
There's smoke signals and a pigeon. I don't think he would have missed it if it had happened, but he's checking. Jonathan, answer the question. Is this when you least expect it? Because if it's not, it's not going to happen. Just say it.
When he disappears tonight, you should pull the trigger.
Oh, that would be very naughty. That would be very, very naughty. But I'm liking it. No, it's not, Jonathan. So, do you now least expect it at this moment? Tell me that, and if you tell me that, I might just press export on this. But I'm not saying, obviously, what this is.
Oh, is it an MP3?
It's in the wrong damn program, I know that much. I've had to take it from one into another to do this with it. All expectation has left you. That's a good sign, Jonathan. That's a very good sign. Now, if only I knew how to use this application, things would work really well.
Which one's that?
I've had to take this from app number one into app number two to do something specific with it that I wouldn't normally do. There you go. And now I need to get it out of here in a shareable format, and now it's misbehaving. Let's do it to that one and see how big that is. Oh, that's not bad. Let's export that. Now, where can I put it? Let's do that. And, what's your preference if I'm sharing something? Droplet? Shall I droplet that? And tease you? Crying out loud. That shouldn't. I've got something else happening on another screen here. Let's get that up. There we go. Right. That'll do. Although I normally take it full screen. Let's leave it alone. Walk away. That's recording. Awesome. Right. I've got something on the desktop that's going up to Droplet right now. Does anybody want to guess before it gets there what it might be? Droplet. All expectations still left, Jonathan. That's good. That's good. Right. Does that link work? Should I check it first? Probably. Might have uploaded the wrong thing. You know, like the wedding plans. If you think, you know the mood our priest's in. You don't think it's magpies. Not if it's going on Droplet. No, it's not. But
we should do that as the intro to the next Matt Bites. Whenever that is.
The Matt Biters don't care. They don't care whether we're married or not. The priest cares whether we're married or not, but I don't know what it's got to do with him.
He just sees pound signs in front of his eyes.
True. Plus the fact he'd be undrawn and quartered if the bishop ever found out. Never mind. He doesn't think it's... I'm so tempted. Let's see who gets there first. But Jonathan, I need to know one more thing first. Are you leaving us early tonight to talk to Mummy and Daddy? Maybe you already got married over Zoom. What, with the priest? I don't think that the priest can Zoom. No, I'm sure he can't. I'm thinking eloping's the best idea.
He can Zoom. I've seen the...
Oh, God, he can, can't he? Oh, don't.
I've seen the crotchy pose.
Don't. Oh, God. He was sitting on the sofa, and I think he must have had it on a laptop. And he's in a kind of reclined position. He was that far back. He was like a spot in the distance and you could only see up his nose. And then he stood up. Don't ever, ever do that on us. Not with the computer at that angle, at that level. Don't ever do that. Pro tip there.
Crotch cam.
It was terrible. Possibly at 7:30. Kim Smith's out dinner. It was. It was the priest crotch cam. No, and we don't ever want to see it again. There's a lot to be said for putting a cassock on, isn't there? Just saying. So at 7:30, we're talking to Mummy and Daddy. What time would we be finished with that, Jonathan? Oh, the teasing. Let the teasing commence. No, I need to press enter on this link, don't I? Put Jonathan out of his misery. Yeah,
press enter.
But not until he tells me. Crotch cam, are they available on Amazon? I definitely hope not. It's not a site I would ever want to
repeat. I'll go and check for you, Jonathan.
Oh no. No, I think it just depends on where you put it. He clearly didn't know it. Well, he must have known it was still live. He clearly wasn't looking at the preview. Let's put it like that. Oh, it was dreadful.
Just don't Google crotch cam.
No. Buy one, get a lady pipe free. Did anybody see that link McJim put in Slack?
I didn't read it, but I saw the headline.
Oh, I was rolling on the floor.
About kayaks.
Yes, about kayaks. And the thing is, I'm not at all sure that McJim has heard Maru. Oh, it could have been completely unrelated, but I nearly spat my tea all over the table as well.
He's probably listening on catch up. It's taken me to Apple News.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome to Apple News. What?
I've just realised that thing for Tracy, it was a map of the COVID cases. I thought it was the weather.
I saw her post that before.
I thought it was the weather.
The eye crotch.
Crying out loud. I thought it was. that'll teach me. But no one can get at me today, especially not Jonathan. Jonathan needs to be incredibly nice to me today, doesn't he? Incredibly nice to make up for last night. Go on, I'll press the button. I'll press the button. Let's see who can get there first. I've deliberately, Mike said I should have blurred out more. But I don't think I should. I think there's enough blurred out on there to start with. I think Jonathan might have a smidgen of a clue. There we go. Can Jonathan get there? And how fast can Jonathan get there? Oh, I'm a bad girl. I am a bad girl. But you've got to let me have some fun with these things. This is what no sleep for 3 days does to you. High as a kite. There you go, Jonathan. When you least expected it.
Oh, I less than three it.
Love. It's a heart on its side, Mike. He's actually...
I've always wondered what that was.
He's actually looking at the screen sideways. Oh, my God, Mike. You've turned into a granddad overnight. Actually, you are, because Lola's had babies. It will be with you exclusively on MacBites FM at 8 o'clock tonight. Oh, yes. Not only is it in the can.
So tell Mummy Isaacs you got a prior appointment.
Yes. Yeah. So be quick with Mummy Isaacs. It'll be in the feed at some point, but Mike's got an appointment with some ladies tonight. Oh, I must tell Stuart about that.
They're not all ladies. Hmm? They're not all ladies.
Oh, you've got lady boys as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't go there.
Don't we?
An ex-trainer? At another company?
Oh, God, no. Yes, no, we won't go there. Oh, you know I like to tease, Jonathan. So it's there. It's in the can. It's two in a week. It's 8 days. It would have been there yesterday. What happened, Mike?
I've forgotten.
Something broke.
Oh, everything's broke.
That's true. Scrivener's taken to exporting what it actually pleases. And my script that I've got in BB Edit that Kim wanted to see, he won't want to see it now, it's not working properly. And I don't know why. I've got two text factories and an Apple script. The first text factory takes the output and makes it a snippet of HTML rather than a HTML page. That one's working fine. The second one takes that output and makes it into a text format. And the two text factories are glued together with a script that runs the first one, makes a duplicate, runs the second one. What could possibly go wrong? I've got no idea, but it's not working. It was working for 126, and it hasn't worked for 127. In fact, it's been working for about 2 years on all of the other shows. But last time, 127 didn't work. So I looked at it and thought, what the actual is that doing? There were no carriage returns in it at all. So I had to do it manually. So I thought, never mind, I'll just... Genuinely awesome. He's picked himself off the floor. I know, 2 in 8 days. It's too much, isn't it? Wait till you see the email that's coming with it, Jonathan. Just saying. Might want to put your notifications on for that one. We'll put it on MacBites FM first, obviously. You're our favourites. And then it will be pushed out somewhere between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock tonight. But that's going to depend because Mike's going to a virtual party with some ladies. And some boys as well, apparently.
One boy. Or maybe two.
Depends who turns up.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely tell Stuart there were more ladies. I remember you working at a company, and weren't you the only guy? And you ended up going to the hen night.
Yeah.
That's how non-threatening you were. You're such a cutie.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
Ladies.
Oh, yes, Mike and his ladies. This is the thing, you see, he is non-threatening. And ladies love him. They can't help it. Like his boss, that got absolutely paralytic drunk and he took her home. Left her there safely, didn't you?
Yes.
We won't go any further with that one.
No.
Unless you particularly want to.
No.
No, well, let's leave it as it was. She got home safely, let's put it like that. She could trust you. Anybody else?
Seeing two ex-bosses tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Both women.
Have you ever... Oh, you have had, haven't you? That guy, the one that I never saw.
Oh.
Russ.
Oh, Russell.
Yeah, I Mike worked with this guy, what, 2 years, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
And he never went anywhere social. You never saw him in the office. I never, ever, ever saw this guy.
Thanks, Kim.
He could have been a complete figment of your imagination.
Of course.
Yeah, but apparently he was real. I've never saw him.
I've got a male boss now.
Oh, you have, haven't you? Oh, but there's so many of them. There's more women than men.
Yeah.
Because you've got the one in Cambridge and you've got the one that used to be your immediate boss, who's now your boss's boss. There's more women.
Yeah. Mm, well, it's a woman's job.
Is it? What, to boss men about? I've always thought so, but...
To be a trainer.
Oh, God.
No, this... I'm sure I've told you this story before. About 30 years ago, when I worked for System House, I used to give this lad a lift. And we were sat in the car one day, and he was about to give his resignation in, and I think he'd had enough anyway. He'd got into loads of arguments with people, and he said, it's a woman's job, this, anyway.
Do you know, because do you remember the one I turned up for, and the guys thought I was the secretary?
Yeah.
And when I wandered in and said, good morning and welcome to training, they were absolutely horrified. It's like, but where's the bloke? No, it's me. It was a technical course, that's why. It was back in the day when you could program Outlook to basically be Slack. Oh, those were the days.
We don't have that at AstraZeneca. We have a diverse culture.
Jonathan, that would be cheating. shall we give them one word?
We have. 0128.
We did. There's one. There's one unblurred word.
There's two words in there.
Could you unblur that? You know, I don't think you could because I blurred it that much. I had to take it into photo to blur it. Let's have a look. Could you unblur it?
Can't you just Command Z?
I can. I've done it as a new poster.
Oh.
We now need a blurred poster every time.
A teaser
poster. I'll give you one word, Jonathan, which won't come as a complete surprise. Cat. There you go. One of the words is cat. That's so mean, isn't it? Oh, you do like being teased, though, don't you? Think of this as the pre-show. There you go. The word cat is in it. How many shows have had the word cat in the title? Let's see who can come up with that one.
There's Stroking Craig's Cat.
That was episode 100, wasn't it?
There was...
Kidnapping Craig's cat. Not stroking it, I was kidnapping it. There was another one. Cat features quite prominently. Episode 105. Blofeld's Cat and Dinner with George Clooney. So there's three. Any more than that?
Probably.
How many with dogs in? 97 was Gone to the Dogs.
Tethered in Timperley, does that count?
Untethered in Timperley doesn't count, but Mayer was on the poster for that one. Oh, 94 was a classic, though, wasn't it? Mike's Bot. That wasn't a cat, though. Do you know, if you put these in a certain order, it'd be hysterical. Because there's Mike's Bot, and then Made to Measure, and put a plaster on it. Oh, I'm trying to see if there's any more cats. Does Where's Wilson count?
Yeah, because Wilson was a cat.
Wilson was a cat, and there was A Lion Sleeps Tonight, so that's a cat as well. Well, I'm thinking we've had quite a few cats. Rats the Size of Cats.
Oh, yeah.
There's four.
Size of cats.
Four with cats in. Is there any more? There was 60, a bit chilly around the trussocks.
That's not cats.
That's not a cat. The Curse of the X. Oh, God, do you remember It'll Be All Right on the Night, the outtakes? They were classics. No, there was The Car Part Strikes Back. I don't think there was any more cat ones. Let's just check. We've got a leopard. That's not a cat. Not properly.
Elaine's Lady Pipe.
Oh, that's a good title for a show. Although I don't actually personally own one. Please don't buy one. No, there are four shows with the word cat in. Today's being the fourth. And only one with dog. What other animals have we had in show titles? Oh, I'm thinking about Bites Quiz is called for. Do you remember when I put the quiz on the wrong calendar and Tracy got excited?
Oh, yeah.
We could have a Mac Bites Quiz. there are actually quite a few animals in titles. Yes, I think I might buy it. Quiz is called for.
Johnny wants to know what the cover art would be.
For the lady bike?
Yeah.
You do not want to know. Oh, I'd have to have a serious think about that one.
Stick it in your pipe and smoke it.
A map bites quick would be amazing. I presume you mean quiz. I'm thinking we should do that. Yeah, we could have such fun with stories from older shows and Siri sketches. Which show, Jonathan, did Siri join us on for the very first time? There's a quiz question. I wonder if anybody would get any of these right. I can tell you it must have been...
What's Kim posted now? Is this safe, Kim?
Pipes magazine! Who knew there was such a thing? Oh, we're having far too much fun tonight. We've still got the show to look forward to.
That's that kind of pipe.
I'm just wondering how that would, but no.
My barber used to smoke a pipe like that.
Oh, God, my uncle used to smoke a pipe. Used to drive Mum mad because he'd come round with it and he'd be smoking. And he'd just put it down on the carpet and burn the carpet. So she actually went out and bought a pot pipe stand. Can you still get those? Because, you know, who doesn't need a pot pipe stand for the lady pipe? That's not what I would call a pipe stand these days. Maybe
Kim's dad smoked a pipe. I've never smoked a pipe. I've smoked the odd cigarette.
No earlier than the 30s. Oh, you really are going to have to up your game here if you're going to win this quiz, Jonathan. It looked a little bit like that. Let's have a look. Is there another one? Yeah, it looked a little bit like that. It was like a cradle that you would put your pipe in, if you're with me. Obviously, if we link this in with lady pipes. Right, there we go. Hopefully that's a link to the pipe stand. But that's what it looked like, only it was pot, not metal. I always thought it looked very dodgy. Very, very, very dodgy. I'll bet Jonathan's mother's got something like that in the office. You know, being a gynaecologist. Yes, what have you done now?
Nothing. I stood on that.
Oh, here we go. Idiot alert. That's that moron across the road. Can't park his car without turning the alarm on. He'll be out in a minute to stop it. Hopefully in my lifetime. There you go.
Hey.
No, my dad never did. But my uncle did. There was a fabulous shop in Blackpool, just behind the tower. I wonder if it's still there. Let's have a look.
See you, Johnny.
See you later, Jonathan. Don't talk too long. Don't get drawn in on any conversations.
No, there's another idiot across the road, Kim. There's the one whose alarm keeps going off and the one who washes his car.
Oh, he just can't stop washing.
We're just surrounded by them.
We are. Oh, actually, I must show you this one. A minute while I find a cable.
In fact, a couple of weeks ago, some random person turned up outside their house and they washed his car for him.
My cable's disappeared.
Oh, oh, do you want to borrow mine?
No, it's a long one.
Is it this one?
Oh, hang on, what's that?
Is it this one?
No, no. Oh, that'll do. Yeah. That'll do. Give me the whole brick. Because half the time it doesn't charge anyway, so we'll do it that way. My clock's going funny in front of me. It needs charging, so let's plug it in and get that turned on. Right, are you charging? Awesome.
Are you recording next door?
That next door?
No, that next door.
No. No, I didn't, because I knew you were going in there.
Well, I can use the work laptop if you need to.
Let's try smoking shop, although that could bring up totally different things. Riley Smoke and Vape, Full Moon. No, I don't think any of these. Tobacco shop. That's probably the best one. And it had everything in there. Absolutely everything. Now there's Blackpool. And I know exactly where it is. It's behind the tower. I bet it's gone. Oh, it was amazing. According to that, Mike, There's one opposite Blackpool Football Club.
Wow.
On Bloomfield Road. Be an industrial unit, that, I would have thought. Are you behind the tower? Where's the tower? Surely I can't miss the tower. I'm not seeing it. That's a bit ridiculous, that. So unless it's that one. I don't think so. I think they've gone. Oh, that would have been amazing to show you. It was literally like something you'd get in Sherlock Holmes originally. Oh, hang on. Waterloo Road. That's where the shops are. Commercial Street. I'm trying to remember what the shop, what the shopping centre was called. But you, I doubt they'd have it on Pegman, unfortunately. Manchester Square, Central Pier. Where's the tower? Hang on. That looks remarkably like the tower. Bank Hay Street. It's near there, wasn't it? Ah, oh, that's handy. There's a road called Tower Street. So odds are it's there. No, it's gone. Oh, that would have been amazing. Do you remember New Bonnie Street?
I do.
That was where the car park was. So that is the tower there with that funny thing on it. Why it doesn't say tower, I don't know. But the shops were just behind it. It would have been Bank Hay Street. And you can't drag Pegman there. Oh, it would have been brilliant. Dad used to go in there. He decided, because he did smoke, but he didn't smoke pipes. He smoked cigarettes, lots of them. So he decided he was going to roll his own. And he went in to buy the equipment to roll his own. We should have seen him when he'd finished. He did not have the fingers for it. Absolutely did not have the fingers for it. So it was a nice sunny day, 25 miles and very few cars. Excellent. I said to Mike, I think there are fewer people taking cars out. But it still seems quite busy, and here it's kicking it off. What's kicking it off at the moment is the rules that they've changed for Spain, which I can understand why they've done it, but I think, I don't know if it's the papers. The newspapers over here are very influential. I know in the States it's the other way, isn't it? Your local papers are probably more influential than the nationals. But here, the nationals, as you probably know from what Meghan's had to say about them, they will make or break you. They are disgusting. And they seem to want to... what's that phrase, Mike? Shitster. They just really want to cause trouble. So they've been busy saying for weeks... it's great, holidays are back on. So they've been really, people will take their cue from it. And they've really been the ones saying, everybody wants a holiday. And I don't know anybody who would leave the country, personally. I think, well, even Kath didn't, did she? She cancelled it. Mm. I was going to say Kath might do, but no, they've decided to stay here. So apparently... 12 million people booked to go to Spain. Not a handful. 12 million. Now, of course, they've changed the rules and anybody coming back has to quarantine themselves for 14 days, which obviously could impact their ability to earn. Now, why that wouldn't be a furlough, I don't know. Because they literally can't work. Mm. But the biggest danger is people coming back and not having enough holiday left to take 14 days unpaid and just deciding, well, I'll go in. And then that's how outbreaks start. I guarantee there will be people who will not think of other people. They've had their holiday. They don't care. And they'll go into work and the next minute there'll be an outbreak. It's bound to happen. It's just a matter of when. And I think the figures are climbing because there's subtle undertones to what Boris is saying about second waves and you know, we've got to keep this sorted till next year. And you're thinking, well, are the figures going up? And they're just not telling you. So I think there must be. But people, yes, there are 12. I said to Mike today, I didn't realise there were 12 million morons in the country. But clearly there are. I mean, we're still not leaving the house and they want to go to Spain. What's the matter with these people? I was going to show you a book that was advertised yesterday. It was at Amazon. Was it? No, it wasn't. It was Audible and it was their deal of the day, but never mind, it'll be on Amazon. And the thing was, this book has been promoted to me for months, literally months, because it came up in my Facebook feed and I looked at it and I was just rolling on the floor. It was just the most appropriate title ever. So I took a screenshot of it and I sent it to Rachel and Nina and said, somebody knows me. This was recommended on Amazon. Well, yesterday it came up on offer on Audible and I thought, I cannot get away from this book. But when I showed it, Mike, he went, yep, that's definitely the book for you. Take a look at that. The reviews on Audible weren't good, to be honest. But the reviews on Amazon were much, much better. But I just thought the title, absolute classic. And it is exactly how Mike and I feel. 12 million of them, to be precise. But what can you do? It's all about people. Do you think you're the only one making sense? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, apparently from one of the reviews, it was like, other people don't think like you do. And I'm thinking, there's a big revelation. Not. Were you tempted by it, Mike? Or are you looking for something else?
No, I was looking at the latest coronavirus headlines.
Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Oh, you've missed the big news of the day, Anthony.
The big reveal.
Jonathan's had to dash off. Let me post that in.
Oh, that about sums it up, doesn't it?
There we go. That was the big news. It does sound like a good book. It sounds like a book I need to read, doesn't it, Kim? I'm seriously thinking I probably do need to read that. But then I don't really want to become accepting if I'm surrounded by idiots. I would like them to come up to my level rather than me have to go down to theirs. Let's see how that works. But Anthony, for your benefit, if you missed it, and I think you might have done, we posted this and the result of it was Jonathan's dashed off so he can get back in time for 8 o'clock tonight. When you least expect it. We're calling it the Tuesday treat. As I said, it should have been Monday. It was something to do with the fact something broke on Sunday and I had to fix it. So I stayed up really late on Sunday and I decided I was not up for a 5 a.m. recording session. So we left it until yesterday. As you know, remember that heavy date we had? Just saying. I was surprised Jonathan didn't twig, but I think he might have gone too soon. Oh, yes, 128. Small but perfectly formed, we're calling it, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes. Didn't tell Jonathan that. 57 minutes, 57 seconds. That takes some doing, that, doesn't it?
Mm.
Was over the hour till I took out the bloops. The bleepers. The bloopers. Bloopers, that's the one.
Was that my bit?
I think I had a couple as well. Oh, yes, the edit was very interesting. But the series make an appearance, don't they? The series was brilliant. I do. I love doing that bit. And Mike doesn't hear that bit, you know. He has no idea. What we do is, when it's recorded, I go and I do the edit. And obviously I've got Siri clips to put in. And if we've mentioned something, then I've got to put that in. This one wasn't too bad. So that side of it was quite quick. But then there's a Siri sketch at the end. So I put the Siri sketch together. Mike has no idea what's coming in that bit. So when he gets up, so this was edited last night. When he got up, he did the listen through, make sure it's okay. Because, you know, we were burnt once, weren't we, with the GarageBand. There was just like 20 minutes blank for no reason whatsoever. So we give it a quick listen to make sure it's all right. So he's listening to it and that's the first time he gets to hear the Siri sketch. So is it a particularly funny one?
It is.
He liked it. He liked it. You like the series, how do you do them? Oh, that's been a nightmare since day one, Kim. I wish you'd have been here day one. I'm wondering which episode that was, actually. I would love to go back and hear it, because I think the series have got better as we go. But my phone is actually called MacBite Siri. So my phone has always been MacBite Siri since the iPhone 4, which was, I'm looking back at this now, it was definitely not before 56. I think it could have been about the 17th of October 2011. You do realise Series 10 next year, don't you?
Mm.
Just saying. Mm. Series birthday in October. That's a thought. That gives me things to play with. What I used to have to do was... He's on the phone. So basically it's getting... Originally it was saying something and then hoping he didn't understand and then he'd read it back to you. And he'd say, I'm sorry, I don't understand X, Y, Z. And you would do each line like that. Thankfully, we've moved on a smidgen. Once production got a little bit easier with it, then I was able to bring Lady Siri into it. Lady Siri used to be my iPod Touch, but my iPod Touch, I think it needs a new battery. Mind you, how old's that now? 2013, I think. 2012 or 2013. And then I just put them on the timeline like everybody else. The male Siri is working for Microsoft. Do you know, it's so funny that a lot of people, when they hear Siri, Mac by Siri, if they're in America, it's like, that's not Siri. This Siri's a lady. But here, the main Siri is a guy. Isn't it weird? I wonder why they determined in the States it would be more accessible as a lady and here as a guy.
Mm.
One was really funny, Anthony, very similar to that. It was somebody who'd done a video for YouTube. And I've been up to my armpits in research on YouTube. So the amount of stuff that I've been watching and I'm being like, oh, this is dreadful. To this one's really good. This one was something, it was a Microsoft product. It could have been Word or it could have been Excel. I think it was Excel because I sent it to Mike and said, take a look at this. And it was a tutorial. So there was Excel on the screen and things were moving. And the voiceover was explaining what was happening. But the voiceover was Siri. I just couldn't stop laughing because it was the Siri. It was our Siri. It wasn't the American one. It was the UK Siri. And it was like listening to, you know, MacBite Siri moonlighting doing an Excel video. And Mike's like, that's like too weird. And it was. And I think it was because the person doing the video, either English wasn't their first language or they just didn't want to do the voiceover. Some people don't. But it was. It was so off-putting. It really did throw me completely. I didn't learn anything from the video, just giggling my way through it. I know, very childish of me, but I'm like, that's Siri. And I can't take Siri seriously. It's always, I'm listening to what it's saying and it's talking about this cell and that cell and then it's an absolute reference and I'm thinking, where's the gag? Where's the gag? But there wasn't one. It was serious, if you'll pardon the pun. There's quite a few that do that. How do you guys feel about that? Does the cadence of the voice on a video really, really matter to you? I'm split in two over that. I mean, obviously, it's better that than to have no voiceover, because I have seen a few videos with no voiceover and I can't follow them. It's actually quite shocking to me how badly I follow them if there's no audio. But one of them was a whole series of video about margin note. And I love margin note. I would have loved to have seen some videos where there was some talking going on. But the official videos are silent completely. They don't even put captions on them, which to me would be like a given, but they don't even do that. Another one, the margin note ones that did have talking over them, is she started as Paperless Student and she's changed her handle to Paperless X, probably because she's not a student anymore. She's got a lovely accent. I think she said it's South African. Or on somewhere on the borders of South Africa. But she's a student and she's looking at the app from that perspective rather than the kind of things necessarily that I would do. She's trying to take everything through to flashcards and learn from flashcards. So there was a little bit in there, but not much. But the silent ones totally throw me. If they're silent, but they've got text on, then obviously I'll read the text and I'll try and follow along. Sometimes I've found some videos I'm trying to remember now. One was, I think in the end it was one video, but I think the person had done two. And it was something that had broken on my system as per usual. And this was the only video I could find on point about fixing it. And there was no audio. And again, I'm typing away and thinking, where's the audio on that video? And I turned around and realised there was only text on it. And it got me thinking about, why would you do that? And obviously, if English isn't your first language and you're not doing it in your own language, then maybe it's better for you if you just leave it blank. You could, of course, get someone to voice a video, but then that wouldn't really be you. And then the next option is like Siri or Alexa to read it out, which, as Anthony says, I personally do like videos to be voiced, and a computer voice is better than no voice. What's the funniest thing? The Margin Note videos, I couldn't follow them either. It was the only clue you had as to what they were actually trying to show you was the title of the video. And it wasn't enough. And I was like you, I got to them on the iPad. And I thought there was something wrong with the iPad because there was no sound. So I thought I'll go to YouTube and watch them on there. And then I realised there literally was no sound. And that did, they were useless, unfortunately. They looked very good. And people had said, you know, if you really, really concentrate. And I thought, but I'm just watching somebody move around the screen and I don't know what they're doing. So really, I'd have to watch them backwards. I'd have to get to the end of it and think, right, that's where he's at. So let's go back to where he started and see how he got there. But, you know, when you're watching a video like that, you shouldn't be in a position where you've got to guess. And some videos are better than others when it comes to the voiceover, fair enough. But I think anything's better than nothing. You remember that blog post that I wrote? I was incensed by this. It was a video that was something that had broken or something that I just could not fathom. And I Googled it and I got this video. And I press play on it and I'm like, oh, please tell me it's not a silent video. And I turned the sound up and then up and up. And obviously I've got a great pair of speakers. And I had the thing at full blast and finally I could just about hear it. And it was really, really low, to the point that I thought, OK, what I'm going to do is download the video from YouTube and I'll extract the audio and run it through Hindenburg, which will make it the right level. And then I'll put it back on the video and I'll watch it locally. And I did, and it was absolutely fine. And I thought, it's a really, really good video. And it's a shame that the audio is so low. It wasn't that it was like noisy in the background or everything. It was just really low. But I don't know if you've ever tried to do any audio on your computer. But it's a black art. I mean, the first few MacBytes were just shocking because you couldn't control the thing properly. Audio is worse than video. Seriously. Audio is much harder to get right than video. So I watched this thing and was very grateful for it. And then I went back to the site and I looked at the comments and everyone was, the audio shocking, you need to fix that. Really, really nasty. And I thought, there's no need for the tone of voice. You know, you can tell the tone from the typing. Some were in capitals, you know, and it was awful. And in the end, you know, nobody offered any help. But in the end, the guy just shut his channel down. And I thought, that is so sad. All that information vanished. Now it's not there to help you because the guy was getting grief. Having said that, the amount of grief that people get on YouTube makes me wonder how people still put videos up. One was, I love true crime. Have done for years and years. Didn't realise there was a kind of genre of true crime that is as big as it is on YouTube. And they basically, I've only seen one guy doing it. Basically, they all seem to be ladies of a certain age, absolutely gorgeous, made up to the nines. And they're doing true crime. So I started watching one and it was very good. Then I switched and started watching another. And they all, one thing they all have in common, they all seem to have had trouble with their cameras. Like cards getting corrupted, so they then have to re-record. Some of the audio is quite hollow, and it's not bad audio. The levels are correct. It's clean audio, but it's quite hollow, and you'll get that in a room if there's nothing on the walls. So can you imagine walking into an empty house? It's very echoey. Well, the rooms are probably, they don't have much in the way of fabric. If you look at the pictures I've put up of the studio, you'll see fabric everywhere. Everything is covered in acoustic foam, acoustic boarding, and there will be fabric covering everything just to make it that kind of warm tone. But other than that, you know, it was absolutely fine. Well, this girl put, does anybody use these? In YouTube, there's posts, what it calls posts. I guess it's like a blog post, but they're quite tiny. So they're usually more of like a long tweet length than anything else. Now, I think I'm not subscribed to that many channels, but if you've watched a video from Person X and then Person X puts a post up, YouTube tends to show it to you. So I saw this post and I thought, are you kidding me? It was from this girl, and what she'd done was she'd done a brand new video. Are you toddling off now?
Shortly.
He's got a meeting with his ladies. Hopefully Jonathan will be back by the time you start your meeting with the ladies.
I was wondering whether to put the wig on.
Which one? So many wigs. Your mullet wig? Your Freddy wig? Your blonde wig?
No, I'll just go like this.
Go like that. You look absolutely fine. Crying out loud. Anyway, how are you trying? Are you trying to impress these people?
No.
Just saying.
No. Still want to look a dog.
That's cruel. Lola's adorable.
Well, she is, yeah.
You should take her in with you. Isn't she last seen in a reclined position?
She's downstairs.
Having
just
stuffed herself.
Her outside.
Stuffed herself stupid. Yeah. Mm. But she's still got little thing left, hasn't she? Did she eat the big jumbo-y thing?
No, I gave it to you.
Oh, yes, it's here. I've got the jumbo. She's weird with that. She took it and then disappeared and then came back with it.
She's like, probably stuffed.
She has had more than enough, I feel. But that could just be me. Let me see if I can find this thing. Why is it showing me videos from 4 years ago? And not much else. How do you get to somebody's posts?
What are you in?
I'm in YouTube. First off, I'd need to find a video from them, wouldn't I? And then go and find the poster, if you can find the post from there. Tell you what, I know the name, so let's try it that way. Right, let's try that one. Okay, got the person. Now I need to see if you can see the posts. Can you see the posts? Home videos, playlist, is it community? Excellent. Right, that's the one. I'll give you the link and you can read what she's put. Isn't that shocking? Right, let's have a look here first.
I was just looking back through the chat and seeing Anthony says you need a voice. And a computerised voice is better than no voice at all.
It is.
Well, we have to make videos, as you know, because we've discussed it a million times. In fact, we discussed it earlier, didn't we?
We did.
At work. And
I'm poking Mike with a stick to get more videos out so he can legitimately say I'm more productive at home. So carry on.
I've lost the thread now. Oh, yeah. Well, one of the trainers decided to create a video with no voiceover and put not even captions, but annotations on the screen to point things out and background music. And OK, she's Chinese, but her English is perfect. She actually delivers training in English, so I don't know what her problem was. But somebody in the comments said they thought it was good because you could just stand and watch the video without actually concentrating on the, you know.
I hate stuff like that.
The words.
Plus the fact, I can't help thinking, and I know this is terrible, but like I can't help thinking it's like bone idle of the creator as well.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, the reason that she's done that, is that easier or does it actually take longer?
I thought it'd take longer myself.
I would have thought it would take longer. But maybe she doesn't like hearing herself. Some people can't edit themselves.
Could be. I mean,
the first episode of MacBytes, I ended up with 9 files. 3 from me, 3 from Mike, 3 from Mikey B. And I'd been nominated to edit them. And I'm looking at these files and I think, oh, I've got to press play now. I'm like, oh, no, listen to how I sound. And I think everybody thinks like that, don't they?
I just think nothing of it now.
Yeah, you don't now, but no, you wouldn't have done before.
At the beginning, yeah, self-conscious.
You just like, because you don't hear you as you actually are.
No.
Go on, go play with your women.
Oh, thanks.
Figuratively. So, I didn't think anything's better than nothing, but... Right, does Lola react to any of the wigs? Kiefer's funny when I put a mask on. No, she doesn't react to the masks either. She's so laid back. I was thinking the other night as I was looking at... there's a review in the next episode of Mac Bites, which is 9 minutes away, of an app, and it's an ambient sound generator. And I'm listening to the sounds, and one of them was fireworks. And I thought, I've always thought that's a good idea with dogs that are scared, that you could put it on months in hand on like an Alexa, very, very low, and just up it little by little and kind of acclimatise them to it. And on this app, there was the fireworks thing, which I thought was a good idea. Good idea for doing that with. But she's that laid back. She, you know, you could probably let a bum off next to her and she just wouldn't move. Maya was the same. Maybe it's a breed thing. Because the dogs across the road, the first one they had was, a lassie dog. What were they? Long-haired something. And he was frightened of everything. He was frightened of his own shadow. And the thing was, the fear came out in aggression. So they had to kind of put him away in a back room if someone was coming. He was actually okay with me. But he had actually bitten a couple of people who'd been to the house. That was it, rough collar. He was, and it was fear. It wasn't that he was an aggressive dog. It was fear. I must admit. let me have a look. Tried Barney with masks. He doesn't like it if someone appears wearing one. Oh, bless. Bless. No, this dog across the road, I didn't think twice, but this was the day we buried my grandmother. And so it was in the late 90s. And I'd got this fake fur coat. It was freezing. It was like the 23rd of December, this funeral. It was absolutely freezing. So I'd got this fake fur coat on. And when we got home, there was a card through the door that said someone had tried to deliver something. And back in the day, you know, you didn't get deliveries every day. And I had no idea what it could be. But they'd written on it, you know, we've left it at number two. So I thought, oh, best go get it. So I heads across the road with this card in my hand. Exactly dressed as I had been at the funeral, black from head to toe, and this very, very dark brown fake fur coat on. Gets across the road, you know, because it's still snowing and it's freezing. Gets across the road, the guy opens the door, the dog takes one look at me and absolutely hares into the back garden. He must have thought I was a bear. I mean, you could see my face, I didn't have a hat on or anything, but he just took one look and that was it. He'd gone for like 3 days. Wouldn't come back in the house. That's very bad of me. I don't know what he'd make a mask and stuff. But no, Lola's absolutely fine. Totally laid back. Poor dog. Should never have done that. I just didn't think. It never occurred to me. You know, I'm just thinking I'm just wearing a coat. It never occurred to me. But do you know what? Never did it again. It's not actually over. You can't really wear fur anymore, can you? Fake or otherwise. And trust me, this was fake. But it was just nice and warm. But you don't do that these days. No, not acceptable. Anyway, back to this girl. So this girl creates a video. And as I say, her stuff's like true crime. And I think she also does like makeup videos. But yeah, I'm not watching those. But the true crime one, she's very, very good. And she's got, when you get a certain number of subscribers on YouTube, you can create, you can add a button to your site, to your homepage. And the button is a join button and people can join your channel. And joining your channel means a little bit like Patreon. You pay to join a certain amount each month and you get perks. Now, which perks you get depend on the creator. But this creator had decided that one of the perks was you'd get early access to the video. Now, early access in terms of, you know, a couple of hours, not early access in terms of 3 months, just a little early access. And she put a video up and she clicked the wrong button and it generates a mail and it sends it out to people. But basically, the issue was people who weren't members of her channel wanted the video, and she'd made it members only again. So literally, it was live for like half a second. And just read that from her. And I felt so sorry for her. It just shows you how nasty people can be. And these are people who feel so entitled to your stuff, and they're not channel members. By definition, if they were channel members and paying you, they would have got the video. So the ones complaining and being really nasty had never given the girl a penny. And these videos are like, some of them are an hour long. And the research she does, it's just amazing. And she does that with a full-time job. And they get angry with her. Like the top comment says, people being so entitled. But when that happens to you, you know, and you get snotograms like, I don't like the audio is not good enough. It is actually far easier to just say, do you know what? I'm closing it down. Because the comments you get, even on good stuff, they're horrible. Some of them are absolutely horrible. I remember when I got like my first dislike, and this was probably about 2011, 2012. And I'm like, what was wrong with it? What did I do wrong? And then I realised nothing. It's just people are complete idiots. Mike was the same. And he was like, I don't understand why somebody needs to write that, because that's like wholly inappropriate. I actually had one person who wrote me, and if you'd have printed it out, it would probably have been about 10 pages of A4. Every time I said something that they didn't like in this video, and this video was about an hour and a half. So obviously 10 pages. Yeah, that was about right. And it was things like, I'd said, if you click this button here. And she was saying, if I were blind, I wouldn't be able to see that. And I thought, well, you're not, are you? Because you're writing me snotograms. Literally, she picked up on every comment, every comma, all the way through it. And I thought, you know, if I was in any way sensitive, and if that had have happened the first week I'd been on YouTube, probably wouldn't have been there now. But luckily, if you want to say luckily, you know, it happened much later, and I just looked at it and thought, you sad, sad, sad person. Only it wasn't the word person, but you're probably with me. Literally, there really is no need. And if you've got something to say, like, you know, I thought the sound was particularly bad, then say so. But don't go through 50 million lines of text to tell me that. Yeah, put up or shut up. You know, are you doing a video? Because if you are, let me go and have a look at it. But like I've said, I never, ever, ever, ever put a dislike on a video. Ever. Never, ever done that. I very seldom put a like on a video. But I have put likes on Jonathan's videos. I just, like, ignore it. I really ignore it. But when you get something like that, I can totally see. And the next comment she put up, now, obviously, she's probably given her subscribers and stuff, making enough money from YouTube to potentially at some point give up her day job. But it was interesting that the very next day, let me get this one. That was she's only put up two since then. But this is the next one she put up. So even her, you know, you have a situation like that that makes you feel really icky. You can't just turn off like at the end of a working day. It gets to the end of the working day and you feel icky. So she's now decided to take a week off. This is what people are like. What can you do? Anyway, we are heading up to the hour, aren't we? We've got 40 seconds. Oh, Jonathan, you're back in time. Excellent. You don't like a video, just stop watching it. That's what I do. But a lot of the time, it would have to be really bad for me to stop watching it, because by definition, I'd be watching it for a reason. But sometimes I'll watch like 10 videos about a certain topic in a row. And then I come onto the 11th and I'm like, I just can't do this. You know, I need to have a break now. But it's not them. You know, I've just had enough at that point. Anyway, I do hope you enjoy the show. I should probably give you the title, shouldn't I? Just so you know, because other than that, there's no way to actually find out, is there? Until you see the poster. So this is the title. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? We'll put back the premiere for about 30 seconds while I go get the poster off the desktop and put the proper poster up there. and that way you'll get to see it just before the show. Right, where's that gone? There we go. Let's put that up in Droppler and get the poster to you. Right, give me your reaction to the poster and the title. It is the longest title we have ever had. But it was just too good not to use. So a yes or a no to the title. Yes, the cat. The cat. Yes or a no to the title, and then I'll get it going. Does it sound fun? Can you guess what the show's about? Let me know. Go on. You love it. Good, good. Do you know who Norman Collier is, Jonathan? There's a question. Good, good. I'm glad you like it. Awesome. In that case, we will pass over to our previous selves. Enjoy. For today, it's good night from me and good night from Mike. Stay safe, guys.